Not just regular dinosaurs, animatronic dinosaurs.
World of Pub by Tony Roach.
We thought you might be able to help us out, Dodger.
Yeah, we need to get more punters in. Yeah, it's dead in here.
Well, I don't know, Gary. Looks reasonably busy to me.
Good point. It looks reasonably busy to us, Barry.
Yeah, but this lot are all late-night DJs and they're really boring.
And with the time coming up to 22 minutes to 9 o'clock, it's time for me to hand over my empty pint glass to Steve Robbins and say, it's your round.
Thanks very much, Clive. Just time for me to point out that I bought the last round when the time was 17 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Here, do you want me to sort them out, Barry?
No, Gary. We don't sort out our customers, remember?
Oh, yeah.
What about the other bar? Got anyone in there?
Oh, that one's even worse. I'll show you.
Who are they?
Trappist monks.
What are they doing in here?
Oh, they just come in to play our arcade game. Monk Fighter 2, fighting Friar with Friar.
Congratulations, level 1 completed.
Here, do you want me to sort them out, Barry?
No, Gary.
Oh, yeah.
I can't understand why we don't get a livelier crowd in here.
Maybe it's not the pub, Barry. Maybe it's the area. I mean, maybe this is just the quiet part of the East End. Or maybe not.
To be honest, ladies, I think the problem is very much with the sun itself.
Why? What's wrong with it?
Look at it. It's just not happening. Everyone else is playing the angles. Fun pubs, novelty pubs, theme pubs. This place is just a saggy old pub that nobody loves.
I love it.
Shut up, Emily.
I don't see what's so bad about it.
Well, it's not very welcoming, is it, Gary? Not with all these notices up saying things like talking in this pub is strictly forbidden.
And you think that's putting people off?
Well, if that isn't, I think the lion might.
But that's nothing to do with us. The pub's next door to a zoo.
Look, dodgy mate, we're desperate. How can we get more punters in?
Easy. Give the pub a theme, a selling point, an angle.
I heard the council are shutting down a lot of phony theme pubs.
Nah.
Oh, Fisher. The council have decided to shut down all the phony theme pubs.
Yes, sir.
We're sick and tired of landlords exploiting us decent, honest alcoholics.
Yes, sir.
Oh, and Fisher?
Yes, sir?
You've got 48 hours.
Sir?
48 hours, the Eddie Murphy video. You've still got it. I'd like it back.
Gary, Barry, relax. I've got it totally sussed. We'll pretend that this is the oldest pub in the world.
How are you going to do that then, Dodge?
By putting up a sign which says, this is the oldest pub in the world.
Clever.
I'm also going to put up a sign in Old English, so your tourists think that this place is the genuine article.
How did you learn to write in Old English?
It's dead easy. All you've got to do is stick an E on the end of everything and a Y in front. Here, I'll show you. Ta-da! You don't like it, do you? What's wrong with it?
Who's going to want a drink in a place called Ye Olde Historically Pube? Somehow, I don't think the prospect of 1,500-year-old body hair is going to have people beating a path to our door.
No? Right. I better change that. I'll do it while the pub's been redecorated.
Redecorated? Oh, I don't know. I'm not sure about this, Dodger.
What do you think, indecisive Bob?
I don't know. Don't ask me.
Shut up, Bob. Trust me, ladies, it'll look totally boner.
Are you sure? It's not going to end up looking like the Irish theme pub, is it?
What, Bombay Mix? No, it won't look like Bombay Mix.
And you're adamant that this is a genuine Irish pub?
Oh, to be sure, that is correct. I, Bombay Mix, swear it to be so, as Vishnu is my witness.
I see.
You are not convinced. I'll prove it. All my staff are trained in the ways of Riverdance.
I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to close you down. Name, please?
Mick.
Real name?
Seamus. Seamus Mohammed Sachetit O'Reilly.
I don't know, Dodgy. Lying about the history of the pub. It just sounds a bit risky to me.
Barry. Barry. Would I ever suggest something, if it was a bit, even just a teeny, weeny, weeny, teeny, weeny, bit risky. Risky.
Yes, you would.
Give me a for instance.
What about the time you told us we should open a roller coaster in here and it derailed and demolished the pub?
That was a one-off.
Oh, fair enough.
There is no way there will ever be a repeat of that incident ever.
World of Veg, starring Dodgy Phil.
I'm not selling any veg, Dodgy. How am I going to get more panthers around my stall?
You want to get yourself a roller coaster. The panthers love stuff like that.
Are you sure this is safe, Dodgy?
Oh, yeah! Here, are you going to be reducing these carrots? Because if you are, I'll take some.
Come on, you two. We're wasting time. Let's get to work.
All right, all right. No need to get in a 2-8 state. I've got this 2-8, mate. Said he'd do it for a very reasonable 2-8 rate. It should look really 2-8 great. Because he's a top painter, and that. And he's had stuff exhibited in a big London art gallery. Now, which one was it? Oh, yeah. The 2-8 National Gallery. Secretary all is, Dodgy Phil. Can I have a word with Mock Tudor Mick? Mock Tudor? Dodgy Phil. Yeah, mate. They want to go ahead with it. Yeah, mate. Cheers. He said they'd get onto it straight away. What's your muck?
Governor, I brought a ledge with me. This is Northern Pete.
Hey, up, hey, up, hey, up, hey, up.
Bicycle Bell Bob and Edith Pierre. No. Anyway, let's get cracking.
Hey, up, hey, up. Hey, up, hey, up.
There you go. All done.
Nice job, Mock. Looks really old. You couldn't bung in some of that state-of-the-art animatronic displays for us, could you?
No problem. Dodgy, what if the council come round? They could close us down.
Barry, I told you. They're not inspecting any pubs. They're not closing any pubs.
Welcome to the Crown Inspector, a pub haunted by a dead king.
So this is a haunted pub?
Oh, yes. Take the mysterious example of this fruit machine. For 25 years, people have put money in this fruit machine, and in 25 years, it's never once paid out. It's beyond comprehension.
Have you tried plugging it in?
Well, that's as maybe. But what about the spine-chilling history of this cigarette machine? For 25 years, people have put money into this machine, and in 25 years...
Yeah, but it's not plugged in, is it?
Well, that's as maybe. But what about the blood-curdling tale of the dead king himself? He's haunted us now for some 25 years, and even to this day, his mournful cry can be heard, shaking the pub to its very rafters. How do you explain that?
That's easy.
Who are you?
Agent Mulder, FBI. I'll take it from here, Miss Fisher. It's my belief that what we're seeing here may be the work of some alien force.
No, Mulder, wait.
Who are you?
Your partner, Agent Scully, FBI. I think you're wrong, Mulder. I think there's a perfectly rational explanation for all this.
Well, if there is, I'd like to hear it.
The mournful cry is pre-recorded and played through the speakers of this jukebox. That activates a hydraulic plate underneath the floorboards, which makes the pub appear to be shaking. There are no aliens, Mulder.
But what about the chains?
They're being rattled by a man standing behind this curtain. By the noise they made, I'd say he was probably a small Mexican man.
Ah, senor! We've been ambushed.
I would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for you meddling FBI agents and local council officials.
Right, ladies, time to open up.
Let's hope we get a few stray tourists wandering in.
Oh, wow! Ooh,
wow. Ooh, that's really all right.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this, the oldest pub in the world. Sorry. Oldest pub in the world. Please feel free to wander around our interactive displays on the history of this fine establishment.
Hey, look, check this out.
The Sun, the oldest pub in the world.
Please select a category.
The history of pub fights.
The first ever pub fight took place here on a Friday night over 65 million years ago when the dinosaurs drank too much, got involved in a big punch-up, and became extinct.
Barry, I never knew dinosaurs drank in here. I thought this place was only 50 years old.
Shut up, Gary.
Right.
Please select a category.
What did we do before TV?
the king's messengers were used as an early means of broadcasting information.
My lieges, news just in, tell you what. All right, England have defeated the Moors in the Second Crusade. Good result there, Alan Hansen.
I dares, especially when the Moors look so good defensively.
That's it. That's all from me. Don't forget, there'll be a tapestry with all the highlights from that battle, plus full post-crusade analysis from the next messenger in just a few years' time.
Please select.
Hey, an animatronic lion. Too much.
No, you see, that's not an animatronic lion. That's a real...
Gary!
Right.
Please select.
The history of the jukebox.
The first jukebox was built in this pub in 1358. It was steam-powered and played only one track.
Like, wow!
Man, this place rocks!
Yeah, Barry, Dodgy Phil was right. They're lapping it up.
Yeah!
Ladies and gentlemen, now that you have seen the oldest pub in the world, you may be interested in sampling some of its famous meads and ales.
Oh, boy, yeah.
Right.
Hey, give me 12 bottles of bud.
I'd like a pint of bitter, please.
Hold on. Just a minute. My name is Susan Fisher, and I'm from the council. It's my job to determine whether or not this pub is really as old as you say it is. And to be perfectly honest, I suspect that it isn't.
Gesundheit.
Oh, no!
I'll handle this, boys. What on earth makes you think that we are being in any way untruthful?
Well, according to council records, this pub can't be as old as you claim, since it was only built last week after having been knocked down by a roller coaster. What have you got to say about that?
Yeah, right. Yeah, well, what do you got to say?
Your records are wrong.
You're wrong.
Your CDs.
Stupid pants.
Can you prove that?
I can prove it.
Prove it,
stupid pants.
I have here a variety of documents which clearly show this pub to be the oldest in the known world. Our pub is referred to on numerous occasions in Homer's Iliad, Chaucer's Canterbury Tales, the Magna Carta. As you can see, these are all original copies, and I've highlighted the relevant passages in fluorescent marker pen. We're also referred to in the Old Testament of the Bible, where it says, "And on the fourth day, the Lord God created the sun."
Well, I take back everything I've said. I've obviously made a terrible mistake. I'd like to be the first to congratulate you on owning this remarkable building.
All right, everyone. There you go. Barry, Gary, didn't I tell you I'd take care of everything?
I'd also like to be the first to commiserate with you on losing this remarkable building.
What do you mean, commiserate?
Unfortunately, because this structure is so old, the council cannot guarantee its safety to the general public, so the whole lot has to come down. Immediately.
Immediately?
Yes, sorry about that.
Here, Barry, I found one of our signs.
Which one?
The demolition of this pub is strictly forbidden.
Must get that enlarged.
World of Pub was written by Tony Roach and based on an original idea by Tony Roach and David Specchio and starred John Thompson, Peter Serafinowicz, Phil Cornwell, Kim Wall and Deborah Stevenson. Theme music by Bill Bailey, special effects by Carl Phillips and Nick Romero. The producer was Jane Bertou.
Hello, Cowboy Colin, Dodgy Phil. Listen, mate, I might have some work I can put your way.